Local arts advocate Robin Robertson is thrilled to see the city's sculpture contest still going strong, 4 years after she helped organize its inaugural edition. "I hope sculpture art will continue to grow in the city, and as time goes on, we're hoping to have more public sculptures that are permanent in Penticton," said Robertson, who spent Saturday, March 22, crafting a piece for Ignite the Arts sculpture contest next to Aurora Matheson Art Gallery on Martin Street. Robertson was joined by some of her friends in making a sculpture that paid homage to the region she loves. "The concept is water, land, and sky of the South Okanagan," she explained. "The bottom is Okanagan Lake, the middle is the mountain, and you then have the sky on top." Along with people voting on their favorite sculptures, a panel of judges was also set to crown a winner later on Saturday. The contest was part of Ignite the Arts Community Week, a 7-day stretch of events and performances before the festival itself kicks off Friday, March 28. "Anyone I can do to support sculpture and public art is something I'm very interested in," Robertson said. Other festivities on Saturday included an art walk and workshop. A special opening of an exhibition at the Penticton Art Gallery, meanwhile, was planned from 7 to 9 p.m. Community Week runs until March 27, and a full schedule can be found here.